"Look, V," he said gently, showing her the picture. "Do you see how hard he's tried to please thee, Susanna?"
"Yes," she said. "Yes, of course I do, but—"
"It took him 10 minutes to do this, I should judge. And most of his drawings, good as they are the work of 3 or 4 at most, wouldn't you say?"
"I don't understand you—"
She nearly screamed this. Patrick drew Oi to him and wrapped an arm around the bumbler, all the while looking at Susanna and Roland with wide, unhappy eyes. "He worked so hard to give you what you want, that there's only the door. It stands by itself, all alone on the paper. It has no... He searched for the right word. Vanney's ghost whispered it dryly into his ear. "It has no context." For a moment, Susanna continued to look puzzled, and then the light of understanding began to break in her eyes. Roland didn't wait. He simply dropped his good left hand on Patrick's shoulder and told him to put the door behind Susanna's little electric golf cart, which she had taken to calling Ho Fat 3. Patrick was happy to oblige. For one thing, putting Ho Fat 3 in front of the door gave him a reason to use his eraser. He worked much more quickly this time, almost carelessly, an observer might have said, but the gunslinger was sitting right next to him and didn't think Patrick missed a single stroke in his depiction of the little cart. He finished by drawing its single front wheel and putting a reflected gleam of firelight in the hubcap. Then he put his pencil down, and as he did, there was a disturbance in the air. Roland felt it push against his face. The flames of the fire, which had been burning straight up in the windless dark, streamed briefly sideways. Then the feeling was gone. The flames once more burned straight up. And standing not 10 feet from that fire, behind the electric cart, was a door Roland had last encountered in Calla Bryn Sturgis, in the Cave of the Voices.